The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We should take heed to what God has to say about obeying His Word. In Isaiah chapter 66, beginning in verse 1, I want you to notice what God has to say to this world. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? God is asking you and me a question. In essence, God wants us to know we can't improve on the work of His hands, though God knows we think we can. And He asks us, the world, where or how could you create like I can and have? God wants you and me to know that we, this self, is not all that important, because this self would not and could not exist without God. Verse 2, God continues, For all those things my hands has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. Yes, God says everything exists because He is the great Creator. He created mankind, the earth, and mankind on it, and He created everything that is. And God is the only one that can bring life out of non-existent life. God is the life giver. He continues here, But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. God says things exist because He created them, and He also says the most important of my creation is mankind, because mankind was created for a purpose, and that purpose is to become like God. God is increasing His family, and you have an opportunity to be one of His sons, my friends. Yes, God says things exist because He created them. Verse 2 is telling us that God is not impressed with anyone that thinks they know more and better than God, or that thinks they are so important. God is not impressed with human knowledge and mankind the way He is. But He says He looks and smiles on those that are humble enough to obey Him. Yes, God looks on those that are humble enough to obey Him and those that tremble at His word, because you aren't arguing with God and trying to add to or take away from His word. You don't consider self to be more important than God and His word. You know you need God in your life. Satan told Eve, you don't need God, and the world as a whole still believes that lie. Continuing here in verse 3, He who killed a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations, so will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Verse 3 and 4, and especially verse 3, is telling us, is speaking about man choosing his own way and going his own way, turning away from God. And God says, just as they have done that, I will choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. In other words, no one is listening to God. No one hears God's word today, is what God is saying. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Yes, God says, when He called, no one answered. Neither did they hear. In other words, God is saying, we are too steeped in our ways to care about obeying our Maker. We love self too much to give it up. He will take God's judgment, His plagues, or His punishments on us before we will change. And I can tell you, my friends, God's judgment have already begun on this nation. Continuing here in Isaiah 66 and verse 5, Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at His word. God is speaking about those that are willing and struggling to obey Him. He goes on and says, Your brother who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, but they shall be ashamed. God's word is very encouraging to those who listen and obey, those who tremble at his word, those that are willing to obey and not put self before God. People don't like you too well if you really obey God. You aren't too popular in your community or even in your own family. But God says someday they will be ashamed for not obeying God and mistreating those who do obey their Maker. Verse 6, the sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. That's something that you need to listen to, my friends. God says he fully repays his enemies. Yes, God fully repays his enemies. Satan and his demons and the incorrigible wicked will have their part and their payday in the lake of fire. God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. You should understand that God will have the last word, and Malachi chapter 4 tells us what it will be. Notice this, Malachi chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 2, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, God will have the last word, and the wicked, the incorrigible wicked, will be burned to death. Not live forever in hellfire, but will be burned to death. Satan and his demons will be thrown in there and be tormented day and night forever and ever. So your Bible says. God is telling us the end result of doing what's right in our own eyes. Proverbs chapter 14 and 12 and chapter 16 and verse 25 says the same thing. It says this, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Yes, God has told us where our way would lead us, the way of putting self before God, the way of following Satan. Satan the devil puts himself before God and everyone else. He even puts himself before his demons. He has enticed man to do the same. God's intent for the creation of man was to become like God. We are to take on God's mind. But Satan kidnapped Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they did not realize it. They became slaves of the devil. So has their posterity. That's where we are today, and we don't know it. Yes, we obey the devil, which is the god of the earth, because the earth as a whole obeys Satan. We have taken his mind, attitude, and character, because we are deceived just like Eve was. Adam became deceived because he disobeyed God, just as his wife did. So 100% of mankind was deceived. 100% of mankind has been deceived by the devil at some point in their life, and most live that way all their life. Yes, most remain deceived all their life. So most put themselves before the true God. And Revelation 12, verse 9 says this, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels or his demons were cast out with him. Yes, God says Satan has deceived the whole world. What will it take to wake us up, to get our attention that we need to turn to God? Well, my friends, it will take severe punishment or judgments from God, which have already begun on our nation. No one feels secure or safe today. Terror of all kinds grips us. Notice what God had to say 3,500 years ago, and we are seeing this prophecy fulfilled in our day. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, beginning in verse 14, says this, but if you do not obey me, and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you. Has that happened, my friend? This is an end-time prophecy that we should listen very closely to. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. Yes, all of this is coming to pass now, and we see it happening before our eyes. Verse 17, God says, I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. Yes, just living in fear, living in terror. And that's where we are today. And my friend, it's going to continue to get worse unless we change our direction and turn to God. Our nation is in the state we find it in because we have rejected God and put self and the devil before the true God. Your Bible says it's not in man to direct his steps. Where have our steps taken us? That is plain to see, isn't it? And we don't like what we see. No one can change the way it is with you or for you or this nation except God. And we won't let him because we continue to rebel against our Maker. We aren't willing to give up self and seek God in his way. If we as a nation would turn to God in sincere, heartfelt repentance and begin obeying his word, then God would begin blessing us. Will you as an individual do that? Think about that, my friends, and you need to ask yourself this question. Will you turn to God and allow God to begin to bless you and deliver you and take you in his direction? Will you as an individual answer when God calls? God said he called and no one answered. Are you listening to God? Do you hear God? Do you answer your Maker? You can begin the process of giving up self and putting on Jesus Christ by answering God, by coming under his grace. That's what God requires. What will you do? We have a couple of booklets that you need to request and you need to read because you were born with a purpose. You were born for a purpose, my friend, and you may not know what that purpose is, but if you will request this booklet and read it, which is called Born with a Purpose, it will give you an understanding of why you are here on earth, why you were born, what your purpose in life is, and where you are going. And that's something that you need to read and need to understand. You need to know why you are here on earth. You shouldn't go through life all blinded and deceived. God didn't intend that to happen to you and to me. And another booklet that we have that you need to read is The Faith Once Delivered. Yes, The Faith Once Delivered. Where is the true church today? Who is speaking the truth today? You need to know that, and you need to know what God says in his word. And these booklets will help you to understand why you were born, the purpose of life, where you're going, and how to get there, and to understand the faith that will help take you there. Well, I see my time is up. We'll have to break off here. This is four broadcasts that we've made now on self, and I hope that you will get the point that we as individuals, we always want to put self before God. And God says, put him before everything. In other words, if you put anything, even yourself, before your Maker, you are an idolater. And God says that is a great sin. And we need to change our direction, my friend. This nation is headed for severe trouble unless we change our direction. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. All you need to do to get those booklets that we've mentioned here, and just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and have a good day, my friends. May God help you come to the knowledge of his truth and live that way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.